an interview, starting lineups, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on Friday night from Eastern Virginia. Shorebirds and Red Sox getting ready for game four of their six-game series. Right now, the series hanging in the balance. Red Sox have taken two out of the first three. The Birds will try to even up the series here today. Yesterday, Salem took the 2-1 series lead with an 11-10 win over Delmarva. It wasn't as close, but was still as close as the final line indicated. The Shorebirds getting the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. Salem bookended their day offensively with four runs in the first and five in the eighth to really pull away in this one. While the Shorebirds in the middle part of the game were able to mount a pretty furious comeback and rally after trailing 4-0 in the first inning. They tied it at six after seven innings before Salem exploded for that big spot in the bottom of the eighth. And then Delmarva, two outs, nobody on top of the ninth inning. Down to their final strike, showed Fabian doubled. Dylan Beavers was hit by a pitch. A couple of wild pitches later, Shorebirds had Freddie Benkozme up, and he socked a three-run homer that made it a one-run game. But Michael Dazon, the tying run of the plate, ended up striking out to end the game, and the Shorebirds fell for the second straight night. With the loss, the Shorebirds are now at 38-72 on the season. They're 17-28 here in the second half. Salem has now clinched the overall season series by taking 14 out of 21 here so far this year. Salem with the victory last night, they're now 57-53, 22-22 here in the second half, and they're six games back of the division-leading Fredericksburg Nationals. Shorebirds, for their part, still dead last, 11.5 games back at the moment. We saw one more debut last night of a member of the Orioles 2022 draft class. Now be kicking the eighth round of the University of Michigan this season, and with his debut, had a chance to catch up with him earlier today to see how he felt out there and what it's like embarking on his professional journey. So I'll go ahead, stop talking, and we'll transition into our pregame interview for today. It's Shorebirds' new pitcher, Cam Weston. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds pitcher Cam Weston. Cam, congrats on making your professional debut last night. Just how did it feel to finally kind of get some firsts out of the way?
Yeah, it felt good to finally be back in a game and being up here and not be able to play the first few games. It was fun, like, getting in with the guys and stuff like that. Everybody was supportive, so it was a lot of fun to be out there and just do it with all the guys.
And I might have missed it. I might have looked down or something. But when you got your first strikeout, I swear Creed Williams threw the same ball back to you. Did you save the first strikeout ball that you got, or did that get thrown in the trash?
I didn't save it, I don't think. I just kept going. I didn't think about it. He threw it back. I didn't think about it. I just kept going.
So you have no memento from the game then?
No, I don't. I don't have anything from the game.
Yeah, we'll pick a random ball from BP then and call your first strikeout. But the first outing, two innings, give up one run. You're able to just kind of settle in after going so long without having thrown in a real game. And obviously some nerves in trying to make a good first impression. How long did it take you to kind of calm down out there?
Well, I felt pretty good that I was able to locate my pitches. I felt I left a little bit up to that came from a few singles that they hit. But besides that, I felt like I was pretty, like, happy that I was able to put pitches where I wanted to, and first game in a while, so I felt good of where I was throwing and how it was coming out. So I mean, I feel good overall about it.
And the last time you'd actually played in games, we were just talking about this, was in the Cape Cod League, and you were playing really well on the best summer circuit that there is for college players, ERA under one. Was there anything different that was going on then, or was that just, you know, you really tapping into your full potential?
Yeah, I just feel like it was a mentality switch. I kind of let go. I just kind of had the confidence in my prep and then just went out there, and I was pretty, like, accepting of anything that really happened out there, just knowing that my prep work was fine. It was a good group of guys out there in the Cape too, at Wareham. We had a bunch of guys. It was just fun. It was fun every day. It was fun playing with everybody. So they made it easy to, you know, play relaxed and just do your thing.
How much did you having that kind of success against top-tier competition play into then deciding that once the Orioles drafted you, that, you know, you were done with school and wanted to start your professional career?
Yeah, it was a lot. After going through that, it like kind of gives you a taste of like what it's like kind of in the minors, playing the games every day, going to the field around the same time that you come to here. So, I mean, after that, I was kind of ready to move on and start my professional career.
And you grew up outside of Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania high school baseball can be very strange in some ways, and it's kind of two polar opposites, and there's a lot of talent in Pittsburgh, a lot of talent outside of Philadelphia, not much in between. How did you find your way then from outside Pittsburgh to Michigan?
Well, they recruited me, and then they were pretty heavily on just like the family aspect and the culture that they had there, and I liked the academics that they had. I wanted to get a good education, but really the culture that they had and the family aspect between the players and the coaches is what made it a pretty easy choice, so that's where I wanted to go.
And I have our strength and conditioning coach to thank for this little tidbit that she uncovered about you yesterday. Thank you, Liz. You are the owner of a pretty wild collection of very exotic pets. Can you walk us through what you've had and what your current pet situation is?
When I was little, I used to have like bearded dragons and stuff like that. And after the last one passed away, I had a lot of lizards when I was younger, and then I didn't really have anything. But when I was 18, I kind of was just like you have that empty cage syndrome just looking at it. So I was like, I'm gonna go out and get something. And I went into the store, and there was this giant, like, big fat frog in there, and I just was like, give me that, I'll take that. And I named him Frank, and I've had him ever since. He's chill, just sits around all day, and he's 3-4 years now.
Will you be bringing Frank for your travels through professional baseball?
As of right now, he's not along the trip, but when I get more settled down and in a routine, yeah, maybe he might come out.
When a lot of guys sign their first professional contract to get the signing bonus money, it might be a car, a house, but for you, I imagine it might be the dream exotic pet that you've always wanted. What is it?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. There's so much stuff out there that you can't believe that they actually sell to people, but I don't know. Right now, it's just me and Frank, but I'll have to see when that time comes.
And I've talked about this with quite a few guys who have joined here at this draft class. It seems like already you guys have formed a pretty tight bond, especially the guys down in the bullpen. What's made that so easy?
I don't know. Well, I mean, when we first got here and the Orioles really, like, pressured, like the draft class sticking together and pushing each other, I don't know. We clicked pretty quickly down at the complex, and even the guys that aren't up here yet or that are at the complex that I started with, everybody was close, and coming here, it was like the same thing. We just kind of clicked, and everybody's just with each other. It's nice. It's a nice feeling down here.
So, Cam, congrats on the debut last night. Thanks for your time here today.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you. It's starting lineups. First for your Delmarva Shorebirds. Reed Trimble leads it off. He'll be the DH. Chad Fabian in center field bats second. Max Wagner is the third baseman batting third. Silas Ardwan back behind the plate. He'll do the catching and bat fourth. Frederick Ben-Cosme, the shortstop, hits fifth. Elio Prado, the right fielder, bats sixth, followed by Adam Retzbach. And getting a start over at first base, he'll bat seventh. Mijael Dazon hits eighth and plays left field. And Noalbert Romero is the second baseman batting ninth, with Juan Nunez making his single-A and Delmarva debut on the mound for the Shorebirds. If you don't know about Nunez, he was acquired as part of the package that the Orioles got from the Minnesota Twins in exchange for Jorge Lopez back at the deadline. Flip side, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Keir Meredith leads it off. He'll be the center fielder. Edinson Paulino is the second baseman batting second. Brainer Bonassi is the shortstop batting third. Tyler Millen, the first baseman, bats fourth. Roberto Mexicano, the DH, bats fifth. Daniel McElveny, the catcher, hits sixth. Jean-Frank Salazar, the third baseman, bats seventh, followed by Brian Gonzalez playing left field and hitting eighth. Darryl Bellin is the right fielder, batting ninth and rounding it out for the Red Sox. The righties, Cena on the mound here tonight. He'll be in tandem with Gabriel Jackson to come in after him. Starting pitching matchup, it's Nunez for the Birds. That's Juan Nunez making his Delmarva debut. And Raydeez Cena for the Salem Red Sox, right-handed pitcher. No record, but a 1.76 ERA here on the season. Salem's taking the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host here than the Delmarva Shorebirds? There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, coworkers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody, here on Friday night, Eastern Virginia, and the Delmarva Shorebirds are taking on the Salem Red Sox in Game 4 of their six-game series. Red Sox right now hold a 2-1 series edge, so the Birds will try to tie it up here today. We'll have to get by Raydeez Cena on the mound, though, who's making his first appearance out in the bump in just about a month, since he left a game with an injury against these very same Shorebirds back in Salisbury. Cena's on the mound for Salem. This is the defense that will start out behind him. It's Brian Gonzalez in left, Keir Meredith in center, and Darryl Bellin out in right field. Jean-Frank Salazar is over at third, Brainer Bonassi at short, Ensler over at first, or Paulino plays second, beg your pardon, with Tyler Miller over at first. Daniel McElveny does the catching for Salem, with Cena on the mound, a right-handed pitcher, rather spry out on the hill, all of 5'10", 160 pounds. Doesn't have a record this season, no wins, no losses, but a 1.76 ERA, making his seventh start of the season. He's working his way back from Tommy John surgery, so he's worked no more than three innings at a time, so don't expect him to go any more than that here today, given that he hasn't even pitched in about a month. 15 and a third innings. He has struck out 19 and walked 7. 11 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. He's given up one homer. 21 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. Salem, thanks to Cena, rocking the red jerseys today, his choice. Red jersey, Salem in navy blue across the front, navy blue numbers on back. Here for the Red Sox, while the Shorebirds are going contrasting solids today. Red for Salem, orange for the Shorebirds. Shorebirds in black across the front. Black numbers in the front and back. With gray pants, Salem, home team, has the white pants. Reed Trimble digs in from the left side to get things going in the first pitch of the game. It's a fastball in the outside corner, a 94 for strike one. We're underway, right on time, at 7:05. Sena working fast is 0-1. Same pitch, same result, it's 0-2. Trimble leading off for the third time this series. He was 2-for-5 last night, or the last time he played. So he had last night off, so he last played on Wednesday. 2-for-5, two runs driven in. Sena dead center on the rubber into his wind the pitch. And Trimble takes fastball just a little up and away. 1-2. Sena hands together, drops them to the belt, now raises them. The 1-2, it's a broken back grounder back to the mound, picked up by the pitcher Sena. He'll walk it over to first, flip it over to Miller to retire Trimble. And there's one gone here in the first. So one up, one down to start out tonight's game. That brings up Judd Fabian. And Fabian is the enigma that the Red Sox have not been able to figure out this series. His single-A debut, Fabian 8-for-13 this week. In the first pitch, it's a breaking ball that misses down and in for ball one. Fabian around the cage today saying that for some reason Salem just hasn't been able to pitch him right as the 1-0 fastball swatted out of play. 1-1, he said they keep on throwing him fastballs. But Fabian has feasted on fastballs. He attributes it mostly to back on Tuesday, the 1-1. Fabian swings and drills another one. Right center, Meredith on the run, and the center fielder is able to nab it knee high before it drops in for extra bases again. Man, Fabian is just barreling up anything. That was a fastball there that he hit. But he said that they probably haven't gone back to the breaking ball because that's the pitch he homered on back on Tuesday. So he stings another ball, but no dice there. Brings up Max Wagner, 2 outs, nobody on in the first pitch. He swings and misses for strike one. 2 outs, nobody on, top of the first. Sena looking for a 1-2-3 first inning. 0-1. Wagner takes a breaking ball off the inside corner. 1-1. Wagner, 2-for-his-first-8 with the Shorebirds. He has been hit by 3 pitches as well. The pitch. He swings, bounces a ball back up the middle, and it sneaks into center for a base hit by the dive of the second baseman, Paulino. And the Shorebirds, their first base runner, first base hit of the game, is a 2-out single for Max Wagner here in the first. Brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin had last night off, back in the lineup for the first time since Tuesday. Noticeable names out of the lineup today for the Shorebirds, Dylan Beavers and Adam Crampton getting the night off. They had played each of the first 3 games this week. First pitch on its way to Ardoin. It's a fastball on the inside half for strike one. Ardoin going 0-for-5 back on, has gone 0-for-13 to start his professional career. 0-1. This is down and in. Ball into strike. Two outs, a runner at first. That's Wagner. Ardoin, good bend at the knees from the right side. Sena set his pitch, and Ardoin hits a chopper over to second. On the third hop, Paulino has it, flings to first, and retires Ardoin to end the inning. Shorebirds get a 2-out single from Max Wagner, but that's it. On to the bottom half of the first, it's Delmarva nothing. Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things what is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the first, it's Delmarva nothing. Salem coming to bat for the first time against Juan Nunez, making his Delmarva debut out on the mound. Nunez, 5'11", 190-pound righty, acquired from the Twins back on August the 2nd as part of the Jorge Lopez deal. He's ready to work. Keir Meredith steps in from the left side, and Nunez's first pitch, it's a fastball line the other way into left. Dazone comes on, and he makes the catch towards the line for the first out here in the first. One pitch, one out for Juan Nunez, and his Delmarva Shorebirds career is off and running. Nunez was packaged along with Cade Povich, Juan Rojas, Yainer Cano, in exchange for the all-star Jorge Lopez this year. First pitch now to Edinson Paulino, misses high for ball one. Nunez was more of an afterthought relatively age-wise, as opposed to Cano and Povich. 1-0. Fastball misses down and in for ball two, as both Juan Nunez and Jorge Nunez, or Juan Rojas, beg your pardon, they were both pitching down the FCL here this year with the Twins. 2-0 pitch to Paulino, misses high for ball three. Down the FCL this season, Nunez went 0-2 with a 4.54 ERA. Into his line, the 3-0 pitch. Fastball is way up and in for ball four, and he walks Paulino on four pitches. 35 2/3 innings this year down in Florida for Nunez. He struck out 56 and walked just 11. It's kind of his calling card, at least in the early part of his career. He walked just 15 and 46 and a third down in the Dominican Summer League back in 2021. And with very good strikeout numbers that year as well, he had struck out 62. So a runner at first, 1-0. That brings up Rainer Bonacy, the shortstop. Switch hitter bats left. And the 1. It's a four-pitch mix here for Nunez. Fastball, slider, cutter, and changeup. High Black Sox. He comes out of the belt, throws over to first, and Paulino back in with a dive. Set the defense for you real quick for the Birds. It's Michael Dazone in left, Judd Fabian in center, Elio Prado in right. Max Wagner's at third, Frederick Benkozme at short, and Albert Romero at second. 0-1 pitch, changeup misses outside, ball one. Adam Retzbach plays first base, and Silas Ardwan does the catching. Bonacy the hitter with Paulino at first. Edinson is a threat to run. He's 24 for 28 this season. The pitch. Bonacy swings and pops it up. Out into shallow left, third baseman Wagner backing up on it. He calls for it, and he makes the catch for the second out here in the first. The last time Nunez threw was on August the 12th against the FCL Pirates. Three-inning outing, allowed four runs, two earned on two home runs. Walked one and struck out four. Two outs, a man at first, and Tyler Miller, the batter. No score, home half the first. Miller, 11 homers, 46 driven in. Nunez the set and the pitch. And the fastball misses low. Ball one. Overcast skies relatively right now. Just a little bit of a haze up above. No threat of rain here on Friday, although later this weekend, looks like we might be in some trouble. 1-0. Miller swings, golfs it high in the air out to deep center. Fabian backs up on it, camps in front of the warning track, and puts it away for the final out here in the first. Off and running for Juan Nunez. Scoreless first for him in his Delmarva debut. On to the second. It's no score after one between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it hasn't. Just the little moments where we show how much we care.
doing so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the second, no score after an inning of play between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Shorebirds coming to bat for the second time. Got a two-out single from Max Wagner in the first inning, but stranded him aboard as both teams ended up leaving a runner on. Frederick Pencosme will lead it off for the Shorebirds against Radis Sena. Got a couple of ground outs and a fly out in his first inning. Pencosme hitting .351 this season. Three homers, 25 driven in. In a three-run shot in the ninth inning last night that made it a one-run game against Salem, Shorebirds ended up losing 11-10. Sena, the righty, into his wind and his first pitch. It swung on and hit down the left field line. Chasing after it is Gonzalez, and the left fielder gets there, puts it away for the first out. And actually, that's no longer Radis Sena on the mound. I thought he looked different. That's now Gabriel Jackson. Radis Sena, literally just an opener today. Sena goes one inning. That was a hit. Doesn't walk anybody, and that's it. So it's now Gabriel Jackson pitching for the Red Sox. First pitch on to Elio Prado's on the inside corner for strike one. So Sena, who is only getting the chance to start today because Wickelman Gonzalez was called up to High A Greenville, goes one and done. 0-1, Prado fouls it off the plate for strike two. So now it's Jackson who goes in tandem on this very early TechNet call to the bullpen. 0-2. This is just high. One ball, two strikes. Jackson making his 22nd appearance of the season, his 8th out of the bullpen. Right-handed pitcher works on the first base side of the rubber. His pitch, Prado, a high chopper out in front of the plate towards the third base side. Catcher McKelvin, he fields with the bare hand and fires to first just in time to get Prado. Two gone here in the second. That's a fine play from McKelvin. And McElveny just very recently started catching his senior year of high school. He was drafted last year by the Red Sox out of high school in California. It was mostly a middle infielder, but the Red Sox wanted him to catch after he caught his senior year of high school. And man, he looks very spry behind the plate. First pitch to Adam Retzbach is fouled back for strike one. Two outs, top of the first. It's Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing. Gabriel Jackson now in the game for the Red Sox. Retzbach, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Fastball into the knees, inside corner. 0-2. Retzbach in his Delmarva debut back on Wednesday went 1-for-2. The pitch home is down to the dirt for ball one. Takes a breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on, top of the second. Gabriel Jackson looking for a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen for Salem. The pitch, fastball, is fired down and away. Three balls, two strikes. Jackson, 6'2", 180 pounds. High Red Sox, hands together at the belt. Into his wind the pitch. And Retzbach takes a called strike three. Inside corner, it freezes him. And Gabriel Jackson, a perfect inning out of the bullpen. Birds go down in order. On to the last of the second, it's Delmarva nothing and Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care. So much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Bottom of the second, it's Delmarva nothing and Salem nothing, with Salem coming to bat for the second time tonight against Juan Nunez. He worked around a one-out walk to Edinson Paulino in the first. 5-6 and 7 due up for Salem. Roberto Mexicano leads it off. First pitch from Nunez. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Mexicano DHing tonight after playing first base and then slotting back behind the plate for the ninth inning of last night's game. 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. Mexicano on the season hitting .278. Four homers and 30 driven in. Right-handed hitter. Nunez the rock and the pitch. Mexicano a chopper down the third baseline. That's just foul. 2-1. Mexicano was 2-for-4 last night with two runs driven in. Also drew a walk. High Red Sox with a black shin guard on his front foot. Nunez the rock and the 2-1. Fastball misses high. Three balls, one strike. Scoreless game for now, bottom half of the second. Nunez the turn and the 3-1. Mexicano checks his swing, the pitch is up high. Ball four, Nunez has walked two batters here today. That already ties his season high. His career since Nunez was signed by the Twins back in 2019 as an international free agent. He hasn't walked any more than three batters in one game. That's just been once. First pitch to Daniel McElveny. It's in for a called strike. Good breaking ball. He walked three back on July the 12th, 2021, against the Dominican Summer League Yankees. So Nunez's control is pretty spot on. 0-1. McElveny swings and misses. Cutter was able to... 0-2. McElveny, the Red Sox catcher, batting sixth. Three for his first 29 with the Red Sox. Takes a rip of the 0-2 and hits it in the air to center. Fabian comes in a couple of steps, gets under it, and makes the catch with one hand. One gone here in the second. Brings up the third baseman, Jean-Frank Salazar. One out, a runner at first. Shorebirds and Red Sox right now scoreless, bottom half of the second. Throw over to first, and Mexicano just barely back in with a dive. Salazar last night went 0-for-5. One of the few players not to get in on the 11-run fun for the Red Sox. He drops down a bunt on the first pitch. Wagner charges, fields with the glove, throws on the run, and gets Salazar for the second out of the inning. Up to second on technically the sacrifice goes Mexicano. Man, that's a nice play by Wagner. And it's wild to think about that he began the year as defensive replacement for Clemson. You can tell defensively he is very sound over at third. That was as textbook as it comes. Didn't panic, didn't force himself to go with the bare hands. Presented the glove strong, threw well on the run, and gets Salazar for the second down of the inning. Brings up Ryan Gonzalez, the left fielder. Nunez's first pitch misses high. Ball one. Runner at second, two outs, bottom half of the second. Gonzalez, one homer, nine driven in this season in 27 games. As time called, catcher Ardwan steps out from behind the plate, flashes some signs. Gonzalez, open stance from the right side. Played back on Wednesday when 1-for-3 the pitch. One or two balls, no strikes. Shorebirds nothing, Salem nothing, home half of the second. Red Sox still looking for their first hit. They have a runner out at second and two outs. Nunez a look to second, now the pitch. And Gonzalez takes just outside. 95 there from Nunez. That's not on the scouting report. He's supposed to be sitting about 91 to 93. Man, he reared back and fired that one. So far, he's flashed pretty good raw stuff, but the control, which is supposed to be one of his better traits, has not been there tonight. 3-0. Gonzalez takes high, ball four, and Nunez with his third walk of the game here in just the second inning. That ties a career high. Shorebirds felt the after effects of walks yesterday. As a pitching staff, they walked five in the first inning. Four for Juan de los Santos and one for Edgar Cortes. Red Sox scored four runs in that inning. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Darryl Bailyn. Big right-handed batter. He struggled this season, hitting 109. Three homers, 10 driven in. First pitch. Fastball just off the outside edge again. Ball one. Bailyn in 30 games. Just 10 hits. 92 at-bats. First time he's seen action this week. He last played last Thursday. Or last Saturday, beg your pardon. He went 0-for-4. 1-0. Bailyn swings and skies it. Right on top of the plate. Catcher Ardwan calling for it. And he's called off by the third baseman, Wagner, who comes crashing down the line. And somehow on the first baseline, it's the third baseman who puts it away in foul territory. Final out of the inning recorded. And the Shorebirds able to strand two aboard here in the second. On to the third. Scoreless game here between the Birds and the Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
From your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Rains Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the third, it's Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing. First pitch from Gabriel Jackson to Mishael DeSone. This is inside for ball one. Jackson came on relief for Radius Santa, who went just one inning today. Jackson threw a 1-2-3 second. His 1-0 to DeSone. Fastball, it's a called strike at the knees, inside corner. 1-1. DeSone in the starting lineup for a second straight day after setting out the first two games of this series. 1-1 pitch. He swings and grounds it to the backstop. One ball. DeSone on the season, two homers, 26 driven in. Hitting 234 with a 604 OPS. 1-2. DeSone swings and misses, chases a breaking ball down and away. He's down on strikes, and there's one out here in the third. Back-to-back strikeouts there for Jackson after he caught Retzbach looking to end the second. So the Shorebirds with just one hit, no runs through the first two innings. As Noelbert Romero digs in, first pitch. This is down and away for ball one. And this is the hottest the Shorebirds offense has been the entire season. Over a three-game stretch, they haven't scored more runs than they have this week. 1-0, Romero swings, pops it up. Down the first baseline, into foul territory. First baseman Miller under it. Halfway down the line, he puts it away for the second out here in the third. Shorebirds have scored 33 runs this week. Their previous high had been 28 over a three-day span. That actually featured two games against Salem as well back in June. They're hitting .313 as a team this week with an .874 team OPS. Two outs, nobody on, and back to the top of the order for Reed Trimble. Switch hitter batting left takes the first pitch fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the third. Scoreless game. Here's the pitch. And Trimble takes down low. Ball one. Trimble, no homer, six driven in this season. Hitting .246 through 17 games. 1-1. He swings and pokes a grounder through the hole left side and on into left for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there by Reed. Shortstop Bonassi way up the middle. So he basically had the entire left side to work with the third baseman Salazar drawn in on the grass, protecting against a potential bunt. First base runner for the Shorebirds against Jackson out of the cup, Judd Fabian. Fabian, a line drive into center his first time up, but it was speared by Keir Meredith. Fabian now 8-for-14 this week. Takes a first pitch fastball inside for ball one. And I owe this to assistant athletic trainer Griffin Pyatt, who pointed it out that Fabian's walk-up music this week here against Salem, I kid you not, is 10 Things I Hate About You. 1-0 pitch. Fabian takes a breaking ball down low for ball two, and that started before Fabian even started torching the Red Sox with his hitting this week. If you remember, Fabian scorned the Red Sox last year after they drafted him. He ended up not signing with the club and went back to Florida. 2-0 fastballs on the outside corner. 2-1, beg your pardon. So evidently the people here in Salem hold grudges pretty long. Fabian giving it right back to him, as good as he gets, though. Homer, five doubles this week. 2-1. Fabian takes downstairs for ball three. Two outs, top of the third. Shorebirds and Red Sox scoreless for now. 3-1 on Fabian. Trimble at first. And Jackson checks in on him. Throws over to first, and Trimble back in standing. Fabian, just about a closed stance, holds his hands away from his body, back behind his ear flap. 3-1. Fabian swings, it's a hot shot to short by the stab of Bonassi, and on into left center, a base hit. Trimble on his way to third, Fabian trying for two, here's the throw, and he's in there! A headlong dive, and Judd Fabian with his sixth double of the week. The daily double for Judd Fabian. Call him Adley Rutschman. His sixth double and his fourth game played here with the Shorebirds. He doubled three times last night and out of the box smelled extra bases and went and got it himself. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green, here with Max Wagner coming up. Shorebirds had the first two down here in the third inning before Trimble singled, then Fabian a double. Now second and third for Wagner. And the Birds' chance to get on the scoreboard first. Wagner singled back in the first inning. That was off of Sena. Now here against Jackson, another right-on-right matchup. Wagner now three for his first nine with Delmarva. Jackson set the pitch, and Wagner takes a fastball on the outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Wagner drove in a run back on Tuesday. He was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. 0-1 on its way. Wagner takes a breaking ball off the front hip. Ball and a strike. Wagner wide open stands from the right side. Posts up on his back leg. Jackson from the belt. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball misses inside, but that crossed up McElveny. And he'll go out to the mound now to chat with Jackson. So that was very, very close to either being a pass ball or wild pitch. McElveny was looking for a fastball. Jackson threw a breaking ball. McElveny somehow able to react and catch the pitch, kept it in front. So Wagner ahead in the count, 2-1. Second and third, two outs, top of the third. No score. The pitch. Wagner swings, foul tips it. Held on to by McElveny. 2-2. Shorebirds' first and best scoring chance of the game to date. Wow. And now a 2-2 pitch. And Wagner swings, chops it towards the hole left side of the backhand. Bonacy has it. Lost his footing, throws to first. It's wide of the bag. It hits off the first base coach, Danny Fajardo, so it doesn't get too far away from Miller, but a run comes in to score, and the Shorebirds strike first blood. It's Delmarva 1, Salem nothing here on the top of the third. Bonacy nearly recovered after losing his footing, so he had one foot on the outfield grass. It slipped, but he still got off the throw, but it was wide of first. Miller couldn't reel it in. Wagner beat it out anyways, but because the ball hit off the first base coach, Danny Fajardo, nobody else could have advanced. So first and third, two outs for Silas Ardwan. And the first pitch misses up and away for ball one. That ball doesn't hit Danny. Fabian comes in to score, and Wagner is probably out at second. Instead, first and third for Ardwan, the pitch. Inside, and that drilled him. Got him right below the ribs, close to the hip. And the bases are loaded with two outs for Frederick Benkozme. This inning falling apart now for Gabriel Jackson with two outs. He got Desson to strike out, got Romero to pop up. Trimble singled, Fabian doubled, and then Wagner the infield single. Ardwan hit by a pitch, now the base is loaded for Benkozme. Left-handed batter, here's the pitch. And Benkozme takes a breaking ball down low. Ball one. Benkozme was 2-for-5 last night with a 3-run homer. Now driven in 25. The pitch. Benkozme swings, lines it the other way. That's into left to base hit. Fabian scores. Here comes Wagner around third. The throw's up the line. Wagner scores standing, and Benkozme hustles up to second with a 2-run single. It's Delmarva 3 and Salem nothing here in the third. Ardwan moves over to third on the play as well, and the Shorebirds, with their fifth straight 2-out base runner, have now plated 3 here in the third. Brings up Elio Prado, second and third, still 2-out. Here's the pitch, and Prado takes up and in and bounces out of McElveny's mitt. Not far enough away for anybody to advance. 1-0. Prado tapped out to the catcher his first time up. Second and third, two outs. Here's the pitch. And Prado swings. It's a hard grounder up the middle and into center of base. And Ardoin scores. Ben Cosme scores without a play. It's a two-run single for Elio Prado. And the Shorebirds, with two outs here in the third, have now plated five. Stelmarva 5, Salem nothing. A sixth straight two-out base runner. And Elio Prado drives in two with a base hit. That brings up Adam Retzbach, the ninth man to bat here in the inning. Here's the pitch. And Retzbach takes outside for ball one. Now a righty starting to loosen out in the Red Sox bullpen. That looks like Graham Hoffman, maybe. Jackson from the belt. 1-0. Retzbach takes a breaking ball down and in. Ball two. What seemed like such an innocuous inning. Two outs, nobody on. Single, double, single, hit batter, single, single. Now Retzbach. Prado at first, the 2-0. And Retzbach takes low for ball three. Retzbach struck out looking against Jackson in the last inning. 5-0 Birds, top of the third. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. 3-1. Prado at first, two outs. Jackson from the belt, the pitch. Retzbach big, swing and a miss. It's 3-2. So a full count, two outs, and Prado will be off from first on the pitch. Shorebirds with six straight two-out base runners. Scored five times with two outs. Prado takes his lead. Runner goes, the 3-2, and Retzbach takes outside ball four. A seventh straight two-out base runner, and that's the last one that Gabriel Jackson will allow. Out of the Red Sox dugout comes the manager, Luke Montz, and he's going to get his righty, who can't get out of the third. He got the first two outs. Jackson retired the first five he faced here in this ballgame, but can't get the final out here in the third. Shorebirds score five, and we have a TechNet called the bullpen. We'll be back in a minute. It's the Shorebirds 5, Red Sox nothing here in the third on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by Project Yellow Light and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the third, it's Delmarva 5, Salem nothing, two outs, and Felix Cepeda takes over for Gabriel Jackson on this TechNet called the bullpen. Jackson goes just an inning and two-thirds. So he gets the first five batters he faces and then never records another out. Here's Michael Desson to face Cepeda, and the righty's first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Cepeda, 6'3", 170. 22 years old. He's making his 23rd appearance, 21st out of the pen. Righty is set at the belt, his pitch. And Desson takes low again. Ball two. 2-3 with a 7.30 ERA. 37 innings. He's struck out 38, but walked 39 and hit six batters. 2-0 to Desson. He takes way outside for ball three. Jackson, an inning and two-thirds, allows five hits. Walks one, hits one. Right now on the hook for five runs all earned. The pitch. DeZone takes again. It's outside, ball four. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. An eighth straight base runner for the Shorebirds here with two outs. And the bases are loaded for Noel Burt Romero. Prado at third, Retzbach at second, and now DeZone at first for Romero, who popped out Tyler Miller at first about 15 minutes ago here at the start of the inning. Right-handed batter. Cepeda set. Here's the pitch. And Romero swings, chops it high out to short on the third hop. Bonassi has it. Goes the short way to second to retire DeZone. And the fourth, or third inning rather, finally comes to a close for the Shorebirds. Delmarva scores five runs, all with two outs, as they send 11 to the plate, including eight straight base runners with two outs. On to the last of the third, it's Delmarva 5, Salem nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Home half of the third, it's now Delmarva 5 and Salem nothing. Shorebirds have eight straight reach with two outs in the top of the inning. They score five runs, and Juan Nunez back to work with a humongous lead for the Shorebirds. Keir Meredith leads it off for the Red Sox, and the first pitch from Nunez misses outside for ball one. Top of the order here for Salem, Meredith flied out to left his first time up. Nunez the wind and the pitch. Fastball is high again for ball two, and Nunez's command. He has already walked three through the first two innings. That ties a career high. So far in the season down the FCL, the corner 2-1. Nunez has walked all of 11. So he's more than a quarter of a way there. He's not even through three innings. 2-1. Misses outside for ball three. He worked around two walks in the second, stranded two aboard. Gave the Birds a little bit of momentum heading into the third, where they struck gold with two outs. 3-1 to Meredith. He takes, a called strike at the letters. 3-2, and Meredith knows the zone better than most. So far in the season, Meredith has walked 31 times and struck out 31 times. 3-2 pitch. And Meredith swings, pops it up behind home, and that'll reach the seats. Still a full count. Five runs, six hits, no errors for the Shorebirds. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Red Sox. Nunez, first base side of the rubber, is right toe on the slab. Into the wind, the pitch, and Meredith finally takes high, ball four. That one way up the and out of the zone. Fourth walk issued by Nunez, that's a new career high. So Meredith at first and nobody out. And that brings up Edinson Paulino. Paulino walked his first time up. Left-handed batter. Nine homers, 51 driven in on the season. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. Meredith at first, a very strong lead. He's 21 for 21 stealing bases this season. Throw over to first, and Meredith just back in with a dive. 5-0 Shorebirds, home half of the third. Red Sox hitting. Birds trying to even the series at two games apiece. Here's the pitch. Changeup misses down and away. Ball two. It started to develop into a gorgeous night as a lot of the clouds that were overhead made this overcast have since dissipated. The sun peeking in from behind the mountains, providing a glorious overdrop. 2-0. Fastball is high for ball three, or as I try to combine overlook and backdrop. Pick one suits it either way. 3-0 on Paulino. Nunez has already walked four tonight. That's a career high. 3-0. Paulino takes up and away ball four, and that's the second time that Nunez has walked Paulino on four pitches. First and second, nobody out. And that brings up Rainer Bonassi. Ardoin goes out to the mound now. He'll have Frederick Benkozme come in and translate for him. Nunez now with five walks here in the game. That brings up Rainer Bonassi. First and second, nobody out. The Shorebirds would love a shutdown inning here. But pitch by pitch, that's starting to slip away. Scored five in the top half, but Salem threatening here in the bottom half of the third. First and second, nobody out. Nunez set. Here's the pitch. And Bonassi checks his swing. They'll peel out to second, and no swing. Says Brian Laws. Breaking ball down and in. 1-0. Bonassi popped out to third his first time up. Good speed on the bases. Meredith at second. Paulino at first. They're running. And the pitch. Bonassi swings and skies it. Foul ground third base side. Wagner comes in. Down the line, he makes the catch. Towards the Salem dugout for the first out here in the third. Runners retreat to their bases. And boy, resulting in an out, but him just swinging, period, and making contact. It's a big blow to Salem because Meredith and Paulino had second and third stolen. So still 2-1, 1-out. That brings up Tyler Miller. Miller wide open, stands from the left side. He flied out to center his first time up. Nunez high, leg kick the pitch. Miller swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Miller on the season with 11 homers and 46 driven in. Hitting just 204 though. Ninth rounder last year out of Auburn. Takes the 0-1 down in the dirt. Nice block by Ardoin. Ball into strike. Two on, one out. Shorebirds 5, Red Sox nothing. The pitch. Miller swings, hits it on a line into right center. That's down for a base hit. Meredith, a late jump. He's spiraling around third. Now right behind him is Paulino. Here comes the relay to the plate. It's up the line. Gets by Ardoin. Miller takes off for third, and he's in there without a play. It's a two-run double for Tyler Miller. He takes third in the error, and Salem with life here in the fifth. It's Delmarva 5, Salem 2. Bottom of the third, I should say. Now Salem trails by three. Although Meredith had a late break from second, Bonassi was racing right behind him. Miller takes third on the throwing error home. And now Roberto Mexicano. Infield plays back, jumping with a ground ball to second. Romero fields, throws to first, and retires Mexicano. But Miller comes in to score. It's now Delmarva 5, Salem 3 here in the last of the third. Miller, his 47th, 48th RPI of the season. Mexicano, his 31st. And it's now a two-run game. 2 outs, nobody on for Daniel McElhinney. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. He takes a fastball just a little low. Ball one. 2 outs, nobody on. Salem with 3 home in the inning. 1-0 pitch. McElhinney takes down and in for ball two. Leadoff walks will always come back to bite you in one way or another. Walks to Meredith. Paulino began the frame. Miller doubled. Mexicano brings him in with a ground out. Now 2-0 on McElhinney, the pitch. And the breaking ball misses up high. Ball three. Three and oh on McElhinney. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike, just above the knees. 3-1. Nunez now at 46 pitches, just 18 strikes. 3-1 pitch. McElhinney takes just off the inside corner. 6 walks for Juan Nunez tonight. And it looks like Shorebird's pitching coach, at least acting pitching coach, Mitch Plassmeyer, is going to go out to the mound. Mitch is in for normal pitching coach Joe Hamacher. Mitch is the lower-level pitching coordinator here in the minors. But Mitch, in place of our good pal Joe Hamacher, as Joe has his vacation this weekend, so he gets his time off. And golf fan Joe is actually back up in New Jersey. He's playing Baltusrol this weekend. If you don't know, Baltusrol, a famous golf course that has hosted multiple major championships. So Joe making good use of his vacation time. Meeting on the mound done. Nunez, his 3rd walk of the inning, his 6th of the game. His career high prior in walks had been 3. Brings up Jean-Frank Salazar. He dropped down the sack bunt his first time up. First pitch, he swings and bops it out of play, first base side. No balls, 1 strike. Owen 1 on Salazar, a right-handed hitter. McElhinney over at first, 2 outs, he is running. The pitch home is outside, the throw to second from Ardwan on a hop is right on target. He throws out McElhinney for the final out here in the third. That's a strike from Ardwan. Quick release, and he's able to hose McElhinney to end the third inning. But Salem gets 3 as they take advantage of 3 walks from Juan Nunez. On to the fourth, it's now Delmarva 5, Salem 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And
to learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's now Delmarva 5 and Salem 3. Top of the order for the Shorebirds here as Reed Trimble leads it off against Felix Cepeda, and he fires the first pitch to the backstop for ball one. Cepeda came on in relief of Gabriel Jackson. Jackson allowed 5 runs in the third inning, and Cepeda came on, walked a batter, but then got Noelbert Romero to ground out. 10 the threat, the pitch. Trimble swings, pops it up. Foul ground down the third base line. Third baseman Salazar under it, and he puts it away back at the coach's box for the first out here in the fourth. Trimble retired after singling his last time up. So one out, nobody on. That brings up Judd Fabian, who you have a 50-50 shot to guess this. When he did his last time up, he doubled. His sixth double of the week. First pitch, breaking ball is on the outside corner for strike one. He now has 7 extra base hits in just 3-plus games played now, too. The pitch, fastball, or changeup rather, misses up and in. Ball and a strike. Delmarva 5, Salem 3, top of the fourth. Both teams getting on the board for the first time last inning. Fabian swings the 1-1. It's a high chopper to short. Bonassi has it on the third hop. Slings it over to first and retires Fabian for the second out here. Brings up the Shorebirds third baseman, Max Wagner. Wagner is 2-for-2, 2 singles, including an RBI infield single his last time up. He takes a fastball down and in for ball one. Quickly, 2 outs, top of the fourth. Cepeda from the line, third base, or first base, out of the rubber, rather. And the fastball is high all the way to the backstop. 2-0. So 2-0 on Wagner, way ahead in the count. Sit on something here, the pitch. Wagner gets a fastball, that's on the outside black. Not a good 2-0 pitch to hack at. 2-1. Cepeda gets his sign, kicks and deals the 2-1, and it's down the dirt for ball three. Three and one on Wagner with Silas Ardwan on deck. The pitch, fastball is on the inside black. Three balls, two strikes, beg your pardon. 2 outs, nobody on. Cepeda the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball is just inside ball four. And Wagner able to work the walk. Gutsy take there. But he walks. And he's aboard over at first now for Silas Ardwan. Fourth inning continues on. Ardwan taps the plate both sides, digs in from the right side. Spread out stance, good bend at the knees. The first pitch, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. Shorebirds 5, Red Sox 3, top of the fourth. Shorebirds with 5 2-out runs last inning. The pitch, Ardwan takes a fastball on the outside corner. 0-2. Salem responded with 3 runs in the home half of the third. They finally got to Juan Nunez. 0-2. Ardwan swings and flares it the other way into right for a base hit. Wagner around second. He's trying for 3. The throw from Balin and right is a strike. Right on target. Salazar applies the tag. And Wagner is out trying to go first to third. And that was a cannon from Balin and right. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the fourth. Silas Ardwan does pick up his first professional hit, and that's where the inning comes to an end. On to the last of the fourth, it's Delmarva 5, Salem 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Home half of the fourth, it's Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Sam Jelinek with you here on, turning out to be a Salem. The sun starting to set and the clouds streaking pink up above. Shorebirds with a two-run lead here over the Red Sox. The Red Sox batting the home half of the fourth. John Frank Salazar leads it off. First pitch from Juan Nunez is a fastball high for ball one. Nunez, the Shorebirds starter, has walked six, hasn't struck anybody out, has allowed just one hit. And Salazar asked for time, didn't get it, but then Nunez stopped in his windup, so time finally granted. Salazar digs back in from the right side, the 1-0. Breaking ball is on over at the knees for called strike. Salazar was at the plate when Daniel McElveny was caught stealing to end the third. Nunez the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball lined out towards second over the head of Romero and on into right center for a base hit. Good piece of hitting from Salazar, who went 0 for 5 last night. Picks up his first hit of the game here in the fourth, a leadoff single. So a man at first, nobody out. That brings up Ryan Gonzalez. Gonzalez walked his first time up. Shorebirds starters the past 2 days now have combined to walk 10 over just 3 1/3 innings. First pitch to Gonzalez misses up and in for ball one. Nunez has walked 6 over 3 innings tonight. Juan de los Santos walked 4 over just 1/3 of an inning in yesterday's game. Throw over to first and Salazar is back in with a dive. Shorebirds can start tapping into some of the new arms they have out in the bullpen today, though. As it sounds like Keegan Gillis is active and ready to go, as he and potentially Jared Beck could be making their way out of the bullpen. Salazar has dived back in, evidently tweaked something. I think he might have actually just broken his belt. That's exactly what it is. And the first base coach for Salem will actually trade belts with him. That's Akko Thomas, their first base coach, and Akko gives Salazar his belt. The break. Ready to go now. The 1-0 to Gonzalez. Fastball is way high for ball two. No Shorebirds pitcher has walked more than six batters in one game this season. That has unfortunately been done a couple of times. Most recently, Connor Grady and Davey Cruz in that series against Augusta. 2-0. Gonzalez swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down low. 2-1. Shorebirds 5, Red Sox 3, bottom half of the fourth, Red Sox batting. Salazar at first, nobody out. Nunez set, the leg kick and the pitch. Gonzalez chops down the ground to short. Ben Cosme has it, shovels to second, one relay to first, just late. Little slow developing there thanks to the high chopper. Ben Cosme got rid of it quickly. Romero a good turn at second. Ends up as a fielder's choice. Gonzalez replaces Salazar over at first. Now Darryl Bailyn. Bailyn popped out to third his first time up, although it was actually Wagner, the third baseman, who made the catch down the first base line. Pitch to Bailyn. He swings, drives in the air out to right center. Right fielder Prado calling for it, though, in medium deep right. Makes the catch, or did he drop it? Nope, that was on the transfer. He held on to it. Whew, a little bit of a scary moment there. But Gonzalez back to first, and Bailyn retired on one pitch.
Somehow, despite the six walks, Nunez's pitch count in relatively good shape. He's at 56 right now, or 57, beg your pardon. Top of the order now, it's Kira Meredith's turn to bat. Stands in from the left side, throw over to first, and Gonzalez back in with a dive. Two outs, runner at first, bottom half of the fourth, Salem batting. Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Nunez ready, he's up at the belt. High leg kick and the pitch to Meredith. It's now 58 pitches for Nunez, 24 strikes. Meredith 0 for 1. He led off last inning with a walk. Came around to score. The pitch. It's down the dirt. Hits off Arjuan to his left and up to second. Goes Gonzalez on. We'll see if they give that a wild pitch or passed ball. Looked like Arjuan got crossed up a little there. I had to be honest. But either way, Gonzalez up to second with two outs. And a 2-0 count now on Kira Meredith. Shorebirds up two runs. Both teams scoring in the third. Five for the Birds, three for the Red Sox. 2-0. Meredith takes up and in. Ball three. Pitch. Meredith takes high. Ball four. That's the third four-pitch walk that Nunez has allowed today, and it's the last one he'll give up as well. Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. comes out of the Birds' dugout, and if I had to guess, that should be it. Don't see anybody coming out of the Shorebirds' bullpen quite yet, but they are opening the gate, and that should be all for Nunez. Felipe claps his hands, asks for the baseball. That's all for Juan Nunez in his Delmarva debut. Keegan Gillis is coming on for the Shorebirds. We have a technique called the bullpen. Two on, two out for Salem here in the bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds lead 5-3. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Still in the bottom of the fourth, it's Delmarva 5, Salem 3, and a technique called the bullpen brings on Keegan Gillis to replace Juan Nunez in a sticky spot, 2-on, 2-out. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Gill is making his first appearance here with the Shorebirds since back on May the 10th, which was actually against Salem. Threw two shutout innings that day, had three hits, two walks, struck out two. Keegan was on the IL from then forward from May the 13th until August the 16th. His first appearance back off the IL comes in a tight spot, two on, two out. And Edinson Paulino, the batter. Gillis, the tall righty, fires home, and the first pitch fastball is down the middle. For strike one, Gillis, 6'8", 255 pounds, 15th round pick last year out of Tulane. This season, he's thrown four innings, struck out three, and walked three. Hasn't allowed a run. First and second, two outs. Shorebirds up 5-3, bottom half of the fourth. Gillis' pitch, and Paulino stings it out of play, left field side, 0-2. Paulino, no official at-bat tonight. He's walked twice, both times on four pitches. So the two strikes he's seen from Gillis are the first two strikes he's seen all night. Two on, two out. Gillis trying to keep the Birds on top here in the fourth. Set of the belt, here's the pitch. And the breaking ball misses down and away. Ball one. One and two on Edinson Paulino. First and second, two outs. Here's the pitch. And Paulino takes down and away. Probably a little change up there at 87. Two and two. Two is abounding. Two on, two out. Two balls, two strikes. Gillis the kick and the pitch. And it's down low, ball three. So after jumping ahead on Paulino, 0-2, Gillis has now run it full. And the runners get a head start. And with Meredith at first, not only is he a fast runner, he is smart and aggressive. A ball in the gap would probably tie this game. Paulino in the season, a plethora of extra base hits, 10 triples, 9 homers, 29 doubles. And as Gillis comes set, he steps off. Game hanging in the balance early. Shorebirds up two, bottom half of the fourth. First and second, two outs. Salem at the plate. Paulino from the left side, the 3-2, and Paulino swings, hits it high in the air, out to medium deep right. Prado started to step back, now wanders in, he's under it, and he puts the squeeze on it for the final out here in the fourth. Keegan Gillis comes on and retires Paulino, stranding the tying run on base. We go to the fifth. Still Delmarva 5, Salem 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, Frederick Van Cosme leading it off here against Felix Cepeda. The first pitch from Cepeda is a called strike on the outside corner. Cepeda working quick is 0-1. Same pitch, same result, it's 0-2. Cepeda came on, got the final out of the third through a scoreless fourth thanks to some help from Balin and Wright. So he threw out Max Wagner at third, trying to go first to third with two outs in the fourth. Van Cosme, the five-hole hitter, leads it off against Cepeda. The 0-2. Van Cosme reaches for it and taps it foul, third base side. Still 0-2. Van Cosme, a two-run single back in the third. Both teams did all their scoring back in the third inning. Five for the Birds, three for the Red Sox. 0-2. Van Cosme takes sign away. 1-2. Cepeda, first base out of the rubber, kicks the leg and the pitch. Van Cosme fouls it back. He chased up and out of the zone, but able to stay alive. than Cosme, now with 27 runs driven in on the season, including 5 this week now after a 3 RBI performance last night. Takes a 1-2 pitch down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Van Cosme leading off the 5th. Shorebirds up 5-3 the pitch, and Van Cosme fouls off another. Reached for it out of the strike zone away from him. Stays alive. Van Cosme still sporting a strikeout-to-walk ratio that favors the walks. The 2-2, Van Cosme swings, hits in the air out towards left. Gonzalez a couple steps to his left, and he puts it away. One gone here in the 5th. Van Cosme now 27 walks and 25 strikeouts, all while hitting above 350. That's why he's now broken into the top 30 prospects. Here's Elio Prado. Takes the first pitch on the inside corner at the knees. Strike one. Top of the 5th, one out, nobody on. Felix Cepeda, the rock, and the pitch. Prado checks his swing, but it's a called strike anyways down the middle. 0-2. Prado, like Ben Cosme, a 2-run single his last time up. 0-2 pitch. Prado takes a fastball up and away. 1-2. Cepeda, now that he's gotten to a little bit of a rhythm, working very quickly. His 1-2 misses down and away, breaking ball. Goes all the way to the backstop. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And home plate umpire, actually, Jay Graham, has to step out and pause Cepeda because the bat boy had to go retrieve that ball from the backstop. 2-2 now, and Prado fouls it back. 2-2. And again, home plate umpire watching out for the bat boy, making sure he gets out of harm's way before Cepeda gets rocking. The 2-2 pitch again. And Prado takes a called strike 3 at the knees. Prado with a shrug and a look back to Graham. He thought it was low. So did the Shorebirds dugout. But he's now looking. 2 gone here in the 5th. First strikeout for Cepeda out of the bullpen. That brings up Adam Retzbach. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. First pitch, he takes a breaking ball outside for ball 1. Shorebirds lead the Red Sox 5-3, top of the 5th. 2 on, nobody out for the Birds, and Retzbach, the pitch. Fastball is down the dirt. 2-0. Pitch to Retzbach. He swings and chops it foul. Back to the backstop towards the Red Sox dugout third base side. 2-1 offering. Retzbach swings, gets under it, and sends it out of play into the seats right field side. 2-2, despite high school football actually starting behind us here in Salem, Salem Memorial Field. 2-2 pitch. Retzbach swings and misses. He's down on strikes. About to say, it's still a pretty decent crowd on hand here on Friday night. Birds go down in order here in the 5th. Halfway home now. On to the last of the 5th. It's still Delmarva 5, Salem 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online.
Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, it's still Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Haven't seen any action on the scoreboard since the third inning. And both teams scored all their runs in this one. Brent Arbonasi leads it off in the fifth for Salem against Keegan Gillis. Keegan works from the full line with nobody on. Big righty fires home, and the first pitch fastball misses high and away for ball one. Gillis got the final out in the fourth, stranding runners at first and second in place of Juan Nunez. Nunez's line now complete, the 1-0. Bonasi takes down and in for ball two. Nunez goes 3 2/3, allows 3 runs, 2 earned on 2 hits and 7 walks. That is easily a career high, more than doubling his previous career high in walks, which was... Bonasi takes below the knees for ball three. Nunez didn't strike anybody out in his Delmarva debut. So Bonasi, Miller, and Mexicano, 3-4-5 for Salem here in the fifth. Bonasi, a switch hitter, bats left. He's popped down to third twice. 3-0. Takes a fastball at the knees outside half. 3-1. Red Sox just 2 hits on the day. They've been big ones. RBI double for Tyler Miller back in the third. And Bonasi takes another called strike here. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. He looks back to the home plate umpire, Shea Graham. He thought that ball was closer to his toes than to his knees. But it's 3-2. Gillis works off the third base side of the rubber, straddles it. Now into his wind, the 3-2. And Bonasi, a high chopper up the middle. Shortstop Ben Cosme ranges up the middle. Field spins and throws in time to get Bonasi. That's a fine play from Frederick Ben Cosme on the right field side of second, already positioned up the middle. Ranged to his left, grabbed it, pirouette, and retired Bonasi for the first out here in the fifth. The inning begins with a ground out, and that brings up Tyler Miller. Miller, a two-run double back in the third. He then advanced to third on an error and scored on a ground out. Shorebirds still up by those 2 runs. 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Gillis' first pitch to him. Miller swings. It's a hard grounder. That'll get into center for a base hit. No shot for Ben Cosme there. And Miller with a 2-hit game. Brings up Roberto Mexicano. 0-for-1, an RBI ground out his last time up, as he was the one who drove in Miller back in the third. Miller takes his lead away from first. He was actually a pinch runner last night. Scored a run in that 5-run eighth for Salem. The pitch to Mexicano. This is up high for ball one. It's always a tough thing for larger pitchers like Keegan. 6'8". Very hard to hold on runners. Not because it's difficult to throw over to first, but because it's so much more time to get to the plate. 1-0, Mexicano swings and trickles it foul. Third base side. 1-1. All those long levers just naturally takes a lot more time for them to all unfold. So pitchers like Keegan, Jared Beck have to be a bit more cognizant of base runners when they're on. Miller tries to take off from first. He's running. Gillis fires home. Pitch misses up and in. Ball two, and Miller into second without a play. Took that one straight on Gillis. He was already running before the pitch went home. And I thought Keegan was going to step off, but he never did. So Miller, his 18th twice. He's in scoring position for Roberto Mexicano. Right-handed batter, now Gillis steps off. Two and one on Mexicano, square stance. Holds the hands high. Gillis a look to second. Now the pitch.
And the breaking ball drops in at the top of the zone. A little bit of a hanger there, but Gillis gets away with it. It's 2-2. Shorebirds trying to tie the series at two games apiece. Birds took the opener. Red Sox have rallied with back-to-back wins on Wednesday and Thursday. 2-2. Mexicano swings, lines it out towards left. Day zone tracing back. He's able to make the catch over his head for the second out of the inning. That nearly fooled him. It hung up long enough for him to recover, get back, but his initial break was not very quick. Frozen. He makes up the lost ground, and there's two gone. Miller stays at second, and that brings up Daniel McElveny. McElveny is 0-for-1. He walked back in the third, but was thrown out trying to steal by Silas Ardoin. Miller still at second, now two outs. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses down and in. Ball one. Gillis set of the belt. Look to second, now the pitch. And McElveny takes a fastball on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. On deck, Jean-Frank Salazar. Bottom half of the order here for Salem. McElveny batting sixth. Miller at second, two outs. Bottom of the fifth. The pitch. McElveny swings and tops it foul, third base side. Still one, or now rather, 1-2. One and two on McElveny. Gillis ready. Here's the pitch. Miller takes off for third. McElveny just gets a peek. Ball and two strikes. It stays, and Miller goes back to second. Definitely seeing some daring base running here today. Miller trying to swipe third. Salem tried to put on a double steal last inning. That was thwarted by a foul ball. Still 1-2 on McElveny. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three. McElveny frozen by a 12-6 hammer. Gillis strikes him out, strands Miller out at second. And that does it for the Red Sox here in the fifth. On to the sixth. Still Delmarva 5, Salem 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Tickets Online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the sixth, it's still Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Sam Jelinek with you here on Friday night from Salem, Virginia. Getting your weekend started off right with some Shorebirds baseball. Birds lead it 5-3 over the Sox, and it's now Christopher Troy on the mound for the Red Sox in this TechNet called the bullpen. His first pitch is fouled away by Mishael Dayzone in the air out of play right field side. Strike one. Troy pitching for the second time this week. He threw back on Tuesday. He was really the only effective reliever that Salem had that day as they gave up 17 runs. Right-handed pitcher into his wind, the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Troy is 1-3 this season with a 6.55 ERA, making his 20th outing out of the bullpen. 22 innings, he's struck out 34 and walked 20. 1-1, it's a weak tapper back to the middle. Shortstop Bonassi ranges to his left field, spins, throws, and gets DeSone. Oh, that's a whale of a play from Brainer Bonassi. Mirroring what Frederick Ben-Cosme did just in the last half inning. He was in shallow center. Small pirouette, a strong throw, and somehow got DeSone for the first out here in the sixth. And that ball wasn't hit hard either. DeSone runs pretty well. That's the first out here in the sixth. Brings up Noelbert Romero, batting ninth. Troy the wind and the pitch home. Romero shows bunt, pops it down the third baseline. It drops in foul. Strike one. Romero is 0-2 today. Has popped out to first and grounded out to short into a fielder's choice. That ended the fourth, or ended the third, beg your pardon. Troy, a 12th round pick at the Red Sox last year out of UC. It's popped up back to the mound. Troy makes the catch himself as he breaks Romero's bat. Small liner right back to him. And there's quickly two outs here in the sixth. Back to the top of the order. That brings up Reed Trimble. Troy's taking over for Felix Cepeda, who threw 2 1/3 innings of shutout relief for Salem. Allowed just a hit, 2 walks, and struck out 2. After Gabriel Jackson gave up 5 runs in an inning and 2/3. First pitch to Trimble is fouled back for strike 1. 2 outs, top 6. It's Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Delmarva batting. Going to avoid going down in order for a second straight inning. Trimble switch hitter, pads left, the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Trimble's 1-for-3 today. He singled and scored back to kick off that 5-run 3rd, the pitch. This is down and away, 1-2. All that action in the third came with 2 outs. Trimble started it, and he was the first of 8 straight Shorebirds to reach that inning. There's been no scoring on either side of that frame. The pitch, just a little low. Fastball can't get the call, and it's 2-2. Troy digs at the clay in front of the pitching rubber. Now toes it, angled towards the third base side. Glove up in front of his face. Now he drops it to his chest, the 2-2. And Trimble rolls it over on the ground to the second baseman, Paulino. It boots off his glove to his left, and Trimble is safe at first. Paulino never recovered on what should have been an easy 4-3 putout to end the inning. And instead, it's an E4. And the inning continues for Judd Fabian. And Paulino was just grazing over to his left and just kicked off his glove. Not much more to it than that. Didn't take a bad hop or anything. Straight up clanged it. So Trimble at first, 2 outs, and that brings up Judd Fabian. Swings, hits a grounder towards the hole left side. Shortstop Bonassi surrounds it, sets his feet, and fires a dart to first to get Fabian. That was a missile, and Fabian retired for the final out here in the sixth. Shorebirds can't do anything with the 2-out errors. They strand Trimble aboard. On to the last of the sixth. It's still Delmarva 5, Salem 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear.
From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Home half of the sixth inning, it's still Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Both teams scoring their runs in their entirety in the third inning with nothing but zeros up on the scoreboard on either side. Keegan Gellis back to work. He's now thrown an inning and a fired a scoreless fifth, striking out Daniel McElveny to end that frame. First pitch to John Frank Salazar is swung on and fouled back for strike one. Gillis, 6'8" righty out of Tulane. Don't want to disrespect Tulane by saying the University of Tulane. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike. That's always so funny when potential commits to schools don't know the exact wording of the university. I come from Syracuse University. The amount of times I've seen potential basketball commits say the University of Syracuse. 1-1. Swung on, a foul tipped at the plate. Ball and two strikes on Salazar, and in Gellis' case, it's not the University of Tulane, it's Tulane. Just Tulane. Tulane University if you want, but colloquially, it's known as just Tulane. 1-2 pitch. Salazar swings and fouls it back and out of play. Still 1-2 is catcher Silas Arduan out of Texas, although technically that's the University of Texas at Austin. There's a big UT system, UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio, UT Dallas, 1-2. Salazar, a hard chopper to the left side. Ben Cosme on the backhand has it, sets his feet, throws across, and retires Salazar for the first out here in the sixth. So you can immediately out yourself as an imposter or a poser if you don't know how to correctly articulate the name of the school. Big one common here in the area is Virginia Tech. Technically, that's Virginia Polytechnic, although nobody really calls it that. First pitch on its way to Brian Gonzalez. He swings and misses for strike one. Call it Vautech if you want. VT, but it's not the University of Virginia Tech. Say something like that, you might get whipped around down here. Oh, one pitch, misses down low. One ball, one strike. Well, now bottom of the sixth, the Shorebirds lead the Red Sox 5-3 with the Red Sox batting. Brian walks back in the second, fielder's choice back in the fourth. Swings the 1-1 and rockets it foul out of play down the left field side. It's 1-2. Take our first look around Birdland here tonight. The Orioles kicking off an important series with the Boston Red Sox, who have started to creep up from the cellar on them. It's been a barn burner early. 1-2 pitch. Gillis fires straight to the backstop, 2-2. Right now it's the Orioles 6, Red Sox 4. Anthony Santander, a two-run homer, give the Orioles the lead. But Xander Bogaerts and Alex Cora were just ejected for the Red Sox as Gillis is 2-2, misses down and in for ball 3. So that's bottom of the fourth right now at Camden Yards. In the video that I've seen, that looks like a rocking Camden Yards as well. That is awesome to see, by the way. When that place gets going and it gets packed again, man, that's just special. 3-2 on Gonzalez, the pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Down low, Gonzalez goes fishing. Gillis strikes him out, and there's two gone here in the sixth. With the strikeout of McElveny last inning and Gonzalez's strikeout here in the sixth, those are the first two strikeouts for Shorebirds pitching tonight. Salem has been really hard to strike out this series, as even yesterday, they only punched out 5 times. 2 outs, nobody on for Daryl Balin. And first pitch fastball misses down and in for ball 1.
Other scores from Birdland. Norfolk leads Durham 5-2. They just scored four times in the last fifth. 1-0 pitch. Balin swings and skies one out into shallow center. Second baseman Romero calling for it, plants under it, and makes the catch above his head for the final out here in the sixth. Keegan Gillis with a 1-2-3 sixth. He's now retired five in a row. On to the seventh. Stelmarva 5, Salem 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Reigns Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the seventh, Max Wagner leads it off the Shorebirds against Christopher Troy. Shorebirds 5, Red Sox 3 in the first pitch of the innings. A fastball that misses down and away for ball one. Troy threw a scoreless sixth, working around a two-out error. Righty into his wind, the 1-0. Wagner swings, chases up and out of the zone, fouls it back. 1-1. Wagner has yet to be retired tonight. Two singles, including an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. Open stance from the right side, the 1-1. Laid on a fastball, he swings and misses. It's 1-2. Shorebirds, a two-run lead here in the top of the seventh. This game has really settled down after it looked like it might blow open the pitch. Wagner swings and misses. Fastball at 95, up and out of the zone. One gone here to start the seventh. First strikeout for Troy out of the bullpen. Shorebirds scored five times in the third with two outs. Salem three times in the bottom half of the third. But both teams haven't scored since. Here's Silas Ardwan. First pitch, he swings and fouls back for strike one. Silas is 1-for-2, was hit by a pitch and scored in the third and singled back in the fourth. That was his first professional hit. No, a sour ending on it as Max Wagner was thrown out at third on the play. 0-1, fastball. Ardwan checks his swing, appeal to first, and say he went around. It's 0-2. Troy locked in. Tall righty into his motion, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Ardwan down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs here to begin the seventh for Christopher Troy. Brings up Frederick Benkozme. Benkozme, a two-run single back in the third. He's flown out to left twice as well. First pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the seventh. Troy nods yes to the sign. Down the hill, the 1-0. And Benkozme takes a fastball on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Benkozme bounces the bat off his back shoulder. Troy the kick and the pitch. And Benkozme fouls it back. Ball and two strikes. Outside of that five-run third inning for the Shorebirds, they only have a handful of base runners as well. Benkozme calls time with two strikes here. Got a single in the first, a walk in the fourth, as well as another single, and then an error in the sixth. Just four other base runners. Two singles, a walk, and an error. 1-2. Fastball misses two strikes. The 2-2. Then Cosme takes just off the outside corner. That was a really good breaking ball from Troy. I don't know how Ben Cosme laid off it. He's worked it full. Freddie always can count on him for a good at-bat. He's walked more than he struck out this season. 27 walks, 25 strikeouts. Calls time again and steps out. 2 outs, top of the seventh. Nobody on. Shorebirds lead 5-3. Payoff pitch. Ben Cosme takes a called strike three. Outside corner, belt high. Can't pull the trigger, and Christopher Troy strikes out the side here in the seventh. Birds down in order. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds lead the Red Sox 5-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch. It's still the Shorebirds 5 and the Red Sox 3. Bottom half of the 7th, the Red Sox batting now against Jared Beck on this DeckNet called bullpen. Beck coming in for his first career appearance, relieving Keegan Gillis, who went 2 1/3 shutout innings. First pitch from Beck to Keir Meredith. It's a fast beat for strike one. Beck, the talk of the town when the Orioles drafted him. 13th round this year out of St. Leo University down in Florida. 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. Beck, 7 feet tall, 225 pounds, and probably the first and perhaps only time that Keegan Gillis will ever be relieved by somebody who is taller than him. Gillis at 6'8", Beck at 7 foot. Lefty is 1-1. Meredith takes up and in for ball two. And the height difference between Keir Meredith and Jared Beck, more than a foot. Meredith listed at 5'10". Top of the order here for Salem. They're down 2 runs. Beck on for his first career outing. The 2-1, and Meredith swings. It's a hard grounder through the hole right side and on into right field for a base hit. So it's a leadoff single for Meredith. He is 1-for-2 now on the day. He walked twice back in the third and fourth. Brings up Ensign Paulino. He's 0-for-1. He's walked twice as well. Beck with St. Leo this season. He was a starter. He went 4-4 with a 3.95 ERA. 68 1/3 innings. He struck out 105. First pitch fastball is just off the inside corner for ball one. He walked 31, allowed 55 hits with St. Leo. Led the Sunshine State Conference in K per 9 as the pitch is rolling on the ground right to the second baseman Romero. He flips to second, one relay to first, not nearly in time. Double play chance falls by the wayside as Paulino replaces Meredith over at first. Fielder's choice brings up Reynard Bonacy.
In total, Beck struck out 141 in 101 and two-thirds innings with St. Leo. He didn't start his career there, though, as he originally started at Heartland Community College and Eastern Iowa Community College. He's Rick Bonassi, switch hitter, bats right now against the lefty, and the fastball misses up and away for ball one. Transferred to Illinois State, and then from Illinois State down to St. Leo. He leans in for the sign. Bonacio for three tonight, the pitch. And he swings and blasts one deep down the left field line. But that hook's way foul. Loud strike. One and one. Nearly tied the game there. Delmarva 5, Salem 3. Bottom half of the seventh. Runner at first. Bonassi, the tie run of the play. Tyler Miller on deck. Beck throw over to first, and Meredith back in standing. Part of the reason there was a ton of buzz around Beck when he got drafted is thanks to the way the Major League Baseball draft works. 1-1, Meredith's running, and Bonassi tags a liner into center. On comes Fabian. He makes the catch. He fires back to first on a hop and doubles up Meredith. An inning-ending double play for the Shorebirds as Judd Fabian fires a strike back to first. Meredith caught out after running on the pitch. And Jared Beck with a scoreless seventh in his career debut. On to the eighth. Still Delmarva 5, Salem 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the eighth, it's Stell Delmarva 5-7-3 after that fine double play turned by Judd Fabian out in center to turn the Red Sox away scoreless in the last half inning. TechNet called the bullpen here to begin the frame for the Red Sox. Brian Lucas takes over for Christopher Troy after Troy goes two shutout innings. Doesn't allow a hit nor a walk, strikes out three. The only base runner against him is an error. So Lucas, on right-handed pitcher, works from the stretch with nobody on. First pitch to Elio Prado. This is down and away for ball one. 6-7-8 due up for the Shorebirds against Lucas here. He threw back on Tuesday. He was the first man out of the bullpen. What turned into a revolving door that day for the Red Sox. And the first pitch to Prado is lined off the foot of Lucas. It caroms back towards home. McElveny picks it up, fires to first, but it deflects down the right field line. First baseman Miller goes and picks it up, and Prado is safe at first on the single. And Lucas somehow still standing. That caroms straight off his ankle, three quarters of the way back towards home, and he's pointing now to the trainer and the pitching coach, Nick Green. That came actually off the back of his shoe, off the molded part, which protects the heel. And somehow he lives to tell the tale about it, and he'll stay in the game. That was a rocket from Prado as he's now 2-for-4 on the day. But Lucas comes on with a bang off his foot. He's making his ninth outing of the season. He's 0-1 with a 3-even ERA. And the first pitch to Adam Retzbach is right between the shoulder blades. Retzbach gets hit. And the first two are on to begin the eighth for Delmarva. And he puts one right in between Retzbach's back. That brings up Michael Deson. First and second, nobody out. Deson hitting eighth. He's 0-2 today. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a fastball way up and out of the zone. Strike one. Deson walked back in the third. Right-handed batter. Lucas's pitch. Breaking ball is off the inside edge. 1-1. 15 innings this season for Lucas. He's 24 years old. Struck out 14, walked 6. Now hit 4 batters as well. 6'2", 160 pounds, the pitch. Breaking ball swerves in. Part of the plate. One ball, 2 strikes. Shorebirds up 5-3, top of the 8th, but looking to score for the first time since they scored 5 back in the 3rd. One and two on Deson. Lucas the pitch. And Deson swings and misses. Chase the breaking ball down and in. He strikes out. First out of the inning recorded. Brings up Noelbert Romero, the 9-hole hitter. Noelbert 0-3 tonight. Popped up a couple of times and grounded to short. He was 2-for-3 last night with an RBI double. That snapped a little 0-for-7 skid for him. Right-handed hitter, the pitch. He swings, rolls on the ground towards second by the dive of Paulino. And on into right, a base hit around third. Here comes Prowler to the plate. The throw gets cut off. Romero on his way to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Romero trying to take second on the throw home, but Miller, the first baseman, cut it off. And then fired to second to nail Romero. Retzbach goes to third, but a run scores on the play. And the Shorebirds now doubling up the Red Sox 6-3 here in the eighth. So two RBI single. It's his 40th RBI of the season. And the Shorebirds score for the first time since the 3rd. First pitch to Reed Trimble. Breaking ball misses down low for ball one. Top of the order, Trimble 1-for-4. He reached on an error. 2 outs back in the 6th. Lucas said, here's the pitch. Trimble takes another breaking ball down low. 2-0. Shorebirds with now 9 hits today. Trying to go double digits for the 3rd time this week. 2-0. This is down and in for ball 3, and now also with 9 hits. Each game this week, they have no fewer than 9 hits. Had 11 last night, 9 back on Wednesday. And then 15 back on Tuesday. 3-0 pitches below the knees again. And Lucas walks Trimble on 4 pitches. Now first and third, 2 outs. And that brings up Judd Fabian, who can continue to be a thorn in the side of the Red Sox here this week. He's 1-for-4 today with a double. He has 7 extra base hits. He's scored 4 times, driven in a run as well. Scored 5 times, beg your pardon, and driven in 4. First and third, 2 outs, the pitch. Fabian takes breaking ball on the outside corner, 0-1. Trimble at first, Retzbach at third. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. With the flag lying still out in center. 0-1. Fabian takes a slider down and in. 1-1. One pitch. Fabian checks his swing. Breaking balls down the dirt. Able to lay off 2-1. On deck, Max Wagner. Shorebirds trying to put this game out of reach for Shorebirds the past 2 nights with big 8th innings. Shorebirds trying to flip the script. The 2-1. It's down and in. Hits off the catcher McElveny up the third base line. Trimble, for some reason, never broke from first, so he stays there. And staying at third is Retzbach, who never had a chance to budge either. Red Sox are very lucky. It probably should have and could have been a wild pitch or a pass ball, but it results in neither. 3-1, though, on Fabian. First and third, two outs. Lucas set. Now the pitch. And Fabian tomahawks it foul down the third baseline. Full count. Shorebird 6, Red Sox 3, top of the eighth. Shorebirds have scored on a Noelbert Romero RBI single. Now trying to really open it up. Full count, Trimble will be off from first. Retzbach at third, the 3-2 pitch, and Fabian flares it out of play, right field side. Able to wait back on a breaking pitch. Still 3-2. The 3-2 pitch again, and Fabian, a high fly ball out of play, right field side. Able to stay alive. And we'll do a 3-2 again. Trimble walks it back out to first. Retzbach at third, two outs, top of the eighth. Shorebirds trying to even the series at 3 apiece. Lead it right now, 6-3, top of the eighth, over Salem. Lucas comes set at the belt. Down the hill, the 3-2, and Fabian pops it up. Back behind home, catcher McElveny off with the mask. Does he have room? He does. Right in front of the backstop, he puts it away to retire Fabian and send the Shorebirds away here in the eighth, wanting just a little bit more. Birds do get a run, though, on the Noelbert Romero RBI single. On to the last of the eighth, it's now Delmarva 6, Salem 3.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Rains Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Home half of the eighth, it's now Delmarva 6 and Salem 3. Shorebirds getting an RBI single from Noelbert Romero in the top of the inning to extend the lead. First pitch from Jared Beck to Tyler Miller is a breaking ball down and away. Ball one. Miller's 2-for-3 today, a two-run double back in the third. He singled in the fifth, also stole the base. Beck pitched a scoreless seventh, got a double play to end that frame thanks to Judd Fabian in center. 1-0. Miller takes high and away for ball two, and that double play is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Delmarva's to sponsor every double play the Shorebirds turn this season. 2-0 pitch on its way to Miller. He swings and skies it out to left center, not too deep. Fabian and Dazon converge. It's the center fielder who takes charge, and Fabian puts it away for the first out here in the eighth. And the Shorebirds turn two at Purdue Stadium this year. All the attendees at the game can open their Chick-fil-A app to receive free Chick-fil-A. Shorebirds will be back at Purdue Stadium this next Tuesday, the 23rd through the 28th against Lynchburg. Your first chance to see this draft class back at home. One out, nobody on. Roberto Mexicano, the batter, in the first pitch. He takes a called strike down and in. Mexicano's 0-2, an RBI ground out back in the third. Birds 6, Red Sox 3, last of the 8th in the pitch. Mexicano, a swing, a little nubber, just fell behind home. A little backspin brought it to Ardoin. So tried to leap out and grab it in fair territory, but too quick for him. 0-2, though. Beck, 7-foot-tall lefty, hides his face with his glove. Orange glove. Into his wind the pitch. And Mexicano swings and misses, breaking ball down low. Beck strikes him out. That's his first professional strikeout. And there's two gone here in the 8th. And just like last night, when Cam Weston got his first career strikeout, first pitch, Daniel McElveny misses inside for ball one. Either Beck doesn't realize it or he doesn't care, because he's using that same baseball right now in the mound. Nobody wants mementos anymore. The 1-0 is a sign away for ball two. Because I remember last year when the draft class came, and even at the start of 2021, thanks to how many debuts there were then, it seemed like for the first week, every baseball that was either put in play or a strikeout, the 2-0, McElveny swings and fouls it back and out of play, and there goes Jared Beck's first career strikeout out of the ballpark. 2-1 sent out of play for a keepsake. But evidently, this 2022 Orioles draft class is not very sentimental. 2-1. McElveny swings and skies it. Foul ground, first base, side slicing towards the seats. That'll get out of play. Now three rows deep. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 on McElveny. He's 0-2 so far tonight. He walked and was caught stealing back in the third. 6-3 Shorebirds, bottom half of the 8th, Red Sox batting. Back to the wind and the pitch. And McElveny swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts for Beck to end the frame as he tosses a 1-2-3 8th. On to the 9th. Shorebirds doubling up the Red Sox 6-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with packages. The Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the 9th, it's Delmarva 6, Salem 3. Shorebirds one last turn at bat before trying to get the final three outs here tonight. Sam Gellinick with you. It's Friday from Salem. Shorebirds trying to tie the series at 2 apiece. Max Wagner leads it off for the Birds against Brian Lucas. First pitch from the righty, misses inside to Wagner. Ball 1. Lucas's first inning out of the pen was the 8th. He allowed a run on Noelbert Romero RBI single.
Now Wagner, who's 2-for-3 tonight. The pitch. He swings. It's a liner back to the mound. It hits off the belt buckle of Lucas. He picks it up, throws to first, and retires Wagner for the out. And the second straight inning for Lucas begins with a line drive off of him. He is just a magnet out on the mound, and how that didn't get more of him, I don't know. It came right at his waist. He knocked it down and had the wherewithal to make the play, and now also stay in the game. Tough break for Wagner. Brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin 1-for-3 tonight, his first career hit. First pitch, he swings and misses. Strike one. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds now 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Red Sox 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Lucas the stretch and the pitch. It's on the outside corner with a fastball, 0-2. We'll see whether or not Jared Beck comes back out for the ninth. Right now he's at just 20 pitches, so he might be given the ball to get the save. 0-2. Ardoin swings and misses, chases down and away. He's down on strikes. And 4 pitches, 2 outs here for Brian Luke. Brings up Frederick Benkosme. Benkosme 1-for-4, 2-run single back in the third. First pitch. He swings, chops it back to the middle. Shortstop Bonassi ranges to his left onto the right field side of second. Gloves and throws in the run to retire Benkosme for the final out here in the ninth. A 5-pitch ninth for Brian Lucas. And we head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Delmarva 6, Salem 3, Bird 3 outs away from victory here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth, it's Delmarva 6 and Salem 3. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds put the ball in the hand of Reese Sharp on this tag net called the bullpen to get the final 3 outs tonight. He replaces Jared Beck, who goes 2 scoreless innings, allows just 1 hit, strikes out 2, doesn't walk anybody. Sharp on for his professional debut and a save chance no less, but the Birds up by 3 runs. Sharp, a 20th round pick this year out of Indiana. Here by the Orioles. This year with Indiana, he went 3-6 with a 6.42 ERA. 54 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 76 and walked 28. Tied for the team lead for the Hoosiers with 4 saves. Led the team in games finished with 11. 22 of his 23 appearances for Indiana were out of the bullpen. 6'3", 220-pound righty. Throws to Jean-Frank Salazar to open the bottom of the ninth in the first pitch. Fastball high for ball one. 7-8 and 9 due up for the Red Sox, who after scoring 3 runs in the bottom half of the third, haven't scored since. Sharp the wind and the pitch, and Salazar fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Salazar is 1-for-2. Singled in the fourth, dropped down a sack of bunt back in the second. Sharp high black socks works from the third base side of the rubber. The pitch, fastball is rushed in high and away. 2-1. Sharp raises his black glove. Now the leg and the pitch, and Salazar fouls it back. 2-2. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win, 3 outs away from tying this series at 2. Heading into the tomorrow, it'll be Davey Cruz in the mound for the Shorebirds, their de facto ace at this point. 2-2. Salazar swings and misses. Foul tip held onto by Ardwan. And Reese Sharp's first batter that he faces in pro baseball is a strikeout. And there's one gone here in the ninth. One out, nobody on. That brings up Ryan Gonzalez. Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 3, bottom half of the ninth. Sharp trying to close it out for the Shorebirds and snap a 2-game losing streak. The pitch to Gonzalez, fastball on the outside corner, 94, hums on the edge, 0-1. Gonzalez is 0-2, walked, hit into a fielder's choice, and struck out, 0-1. He takes a slider in at the knees, it's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes on Brian Gonzalez. Sharp shakes off once, now gets his sign. Goes into his wide, here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Fastball outside half, 94. Blows by Gonzalez, and there's 2 outs here in the ninth. 2 batters, 2 strikeouts for Sharp, and the Birds an out away from a series-tying win. Brings up Daryl Balin, the 9-hole hitter for Salem. All that stands in between the Birds and a win. Sharp's pitch. Balin checks his swing, but it's a called strike outside corner. 0-1, and Sharp now dialed in. First 2 batters he faces in pro ball are strikeouts as he tries to secure the save. His wide and the 0-1. Balin takes a breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Balin's 0-3 tonight. Popped up twice and flied out to right. 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds lead 6-3 in the ninth. The 1-1. Balin checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says Brian Laws. 2-1. Sharp right front on the rubber. To his wind, the 2-1. The fastball is outside. 3-1. Top of the order on deck, that's Keir Meredith. Sharp struck out the first 2 here in the inning, trying to find the ender. The 3-1 pitch. Balin takes inside ball 4, and we play on for one more hitter. Salem had a lot of trouble getting the final out of the game last night. Shorebirds eventually made it a one-run game. After 4 straight, reached with 2 outs and all 4 scored. Birds trying to avoid that here tonight. Balin at first, he's not being held on. So left-handed hitting Meredith stands in. It's 1-2, he's walked twice and singled. Sharp the set and the pitch. Fastball is a called strike. Letter high outside corner, 0-1. Delmarva 6, Salem 3, bottom half of the ninth. 2 outs, a runner at first. Sharp set. Here's the pitch. And Meredith swings and pops it up into shallow center. Shortstop Ben Cosme back. He's under it, and he puts it away. And that's the ball game. Shorebirds tie the series at 2 apiece as they beat the Red Sox here on Friday night. It's Delmarva 6, Salem 3. Shorebirds on the strength of a 5-run third and a heroic bullpen performance as Keegan Gillis, Jared Beck, and Reese Sharp combine to end up throwing the final 5 1/3 innings in shutout fashion. Shorebirds win it here tonight, 6-3. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score one more time. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 6 and the Salem Red Sox 3. Back with the postgame show in a moment. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Field here in Salem, Virginia. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you, and the Shorebirds just capped off a 6-3 win over the Salem Red Sox to tie the series at two games apiece. Let's walk you through how this one happened. It was scoreless through the first two, then the Shorebirds erupted with two outs in the third. Reliever Gabriel Jackson had come on for Ray DeSena after just an inning of work. Jackson had retired the first five he faced, and then never recorded another out. Creed Trimble singled, Fabian, classic, double. Max Wagner, an RBI infield single. Silas Ardoin hit by a pitch to load the bases before Frederick Bencozmi, a two-run single. And then Elio Prado, a two-run single. Made it five runs home for the Shorebirds, all with two outs, as it ended up being eight straight two-out base runners for the Shorebirds, so they hung a five spot on Salem. In the bottom of the third, though, the Shorebirds nearly coughed it all back up. Salem able to score three times. Back-to-back walks began the inning. Brainerd Bonacy then popped out. Tyler Miller, two-run double, with an error allowing him to go to third on the play. Roberto Mexicano then brought him home with an RBI ground down and was 5-3. We stayed that way all the way until the eighth. Shorebirds finally pushed another across on a Noelbert Romero RBI single. Elio Prado singled to start the inning. Adam Retzbach was hit by a pitch. And then, after strikeout, Romero singled home Prado, but he was thrown out at second to kind of quell that rally. Shorebird's pitching staff didn't need it, though, as the Birds' bullpen combined to throw 5 1/3 shutout innings between Keegan Gillis, Jared Beck, and Reese Sharp. The trio of those guys, 5 1/3, they allowed just two hits, one walk, and struck out six. Big tip of the cap to them for bringing home the Shorebirds' W. Final line score in this one for Delmarva. It's 6 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, they strand 8. Salem, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, they strand 7. Keegan Gillis picks up the win. He improves to 1-0, his first win of the season. He throws 2 1/3 shutout innings, allows just a hit, no walks, and strikes out 2. Gabriel Jackson takes the loss for Salem out of 5 hits, 1 walk, and strikes out 2 over an inning and 2/3. Reese Sharp in his career debut
picks up his first career save, throws a scoreless ninth, allowing a walk, but striking out two to secure the victory. We started this one at 7:05, we finished at 9:26, for time of game of 2 hours and 21 minutes, in front of 4,878, here from Salem, currently taking in the fireworks over the right field fence. With the victory, the Shorebirds, they improve to 39-72 on the season. They're 18-28 in the second half. On the road, they're now 21-37. They snap their two-game losing streak, and they have now evened the series with the Red Sox this week at 2 games apiece. Salem, they fall to 57-54, 22-23 in the second half. At home, they're 31-27, and their two-game winning streak comes to an end. A lot to catch you up on the out-of-town scoreboard, because when we got to it, well, we got rudely interrupted. It is now Baltimore 11 and Boston 9 in the bottom of the fifth from Camden Yards. Adley Rutschman's already hit a moonshot homer, while he just doubled, and the O's have men at second and third and one out, with Anthony Santander at the plate in the last fifth. Red Sox won't go away, the Orioles won't stop slugging. It's going to be a long night at Camden Yards. Around the rest of Birdland, Bowie right now in a deadlock with Somerset at 2-all. Cade Povich goes 5 innings in his double-A debut. As I wish I would have noticed that earlier. That would have been a good talking point while Nunez was in the game. Oh, well. But that's half of the Jorge Lopez deal making their debuts at new levels here for the Orioles. Nunez here with the Shorebirds and Povich with double-A Bowie. That's tied at 2, bottom of the 8th from Bowie. Norfolk, they lead Durham right now 6-5. They just took the lead in the bottom of the 7th. Jordan Westberg in a 4-run 5th, a mammoth 3-run shot. And Aberdeen in a slugfest with Asheville. They're on the wrong side of it. Right now, Asheville 13, Aberdeen 6. That's in the top of the 8th. Those are all the scores from around Birdland for you. Carolina League scoreboard here. Lynchburg, 4-3 win over the Frednats. The Frednats continue to falter. They just can't put the division away right now. And down east with an 11-2 lead over Myrtle Beach, should they lock that up? Come tomorrow, Myrtle Beach, down east, will be just 3.5 games back of the Frednats. Fayetteville getting doubled up by Carolina 10-5. That's in the top of the 9th. Bomb of the 7th from Columbia. It's the Fireflies 9 and the Cannonballers 3. Augusta 4-2 win over Charleston. So Columbia with a win, they will go to a game back of the River Dogs in the Southern Division. Races in both divisions starting to heat up here down the stretch. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Davey Cruz is on the mound for the Shorebirds. He's 1-1 with a 3.22 ERA, while Luis Perales makes his debut here with Salem getting the start. It's 6:05 first pitch, so an hour earlier here on Saturday from Salem. Well, the Shorebirds will try to go for a series lead here against the Red Sox. 6:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 5:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here, or everybody back in Salisbury, who helps put on the show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 6, Salem Red Sox 3. Judd Fabian doubles again. Bullpen throws 5 1/3 shutout innings. And the Shorebirds even the series up at 2 apiece with a 6-3 win. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.